Welcome to edition two, or the second edition of the Best Med Wellness segment. What we try and do in these segments is to focus on you, the student, as a young person, and your need for medical knowledge, for one, and second, also to bring to you the kind of options that are available in industry and specifically from Best Med to cater to your needs as a young person. Joining us in studio today, we've got Jared Higgs, who is a business consultant at Best Med, and also joining us this week again is Dr. Christu Dupriya, who's also an alumnus of the University of Pretoria, who's a health fanatic, loves to work out. And if you want to know anything wellness, Dr. Christu is your person. Jared, I want to start with you this week.
Yes.
Right? As young people, we've obviously only ever been on our parents' medical aid. Is medical aid important, and why for a young person?
Well, medical aid is very important because, you know, you will usually be a dependent on your parents' medical aid. And coming out of varsity, going into the workplace, you need to go and move on to your own medical aid. There's usually a cutoff age of 21 years old, in which case you need to either be an adult dependent or go on to your own medical aid. So the situation is that you need to now move on to your own medical aid, and there's such a variety of medical aids to choose from, and it can be rather complicated.
I think what's important about what you're mentioning is that even though you are young, you still need a medical aid. So that covered to say, listen, if you've got a cough or a sniffle, it's not always something that you can treat by yourself in your res room or where you're currently staying, but it's something that must be medically addressed.
Correct.
An important question also is, can someone on medical aid go to any hospital? Specifically, if I'm on Best Med, can I walk into any hospital and be treated?
Well, medical schemes have quite a variety of plans to choose from, and there are either network or non-network options. So a network option includes a list of network providers who are charging only an agreed-upon tariff. What this means is you wouldn't have to pay for anything out of your own pocket. Now, with Best Med, for instance, we have over 15,000 network providers across the country. The difference here is that network options are slightly more affordable than non-network options. But non-network options allow you to go to any hospital or doctor, regardless of whether or not they're contracted with us. So my suggestion would be for new members, you know, coming out of varsity, going into the workplace, take a look at our designated service provider list on our website, bestmed.co.za, and find out if there is a contracted hospital near you. Because you may not only receive the best treatment plan from our designated service providers, but you'll also save yourself some cash every month with more affordable network options for your next Take-A-Lot order, for instance.
You know, students live on Take-A-Lot and the student discounts there. Specifically, when it comes to medical aid, when we think of it from that perspective, how does it work? Do I have a certain savings account that I can use for medical aid, and what does that cover?
Correct. So depending on the plan you choose, you could opt for one with or without a savings account, or day-to-day benefits, or a combination of both. For example, on our BEAT range, we have two saver plans, which is BEAT2 and BEAT3. Both of these plans allocate 16% of your total monthly contribution towards your medical aid, towards a savings account. And this is given to you in advance for the year. This savings account can be used for some out-of-hospital benefits, such as GP or specialist visits, dentistry, optometry, over-the-counter medicine, or whatever else you need for your hangover cure, such as rehydrate or grandpa's. And if you're not joining as much as you used to during the lockdown, don't worry. Your savings account that you don't use every year will be put into a vested savings account. And this will essentially earn interest and can be used at a later date on top of your regular annual savings.